Mosaic MSC with Trimble. Victory 91.5.
It's like every song just preaches the message. You don't even have to do anything. Our job is so simple.
It is. It is. I love it. Our very last segment with Ray Haynes. Been talking about Pentecost 2018 today. Countdown to the wedding. Make sure you check out blog.victory.radio.
And find about an hour or so.
Yeah.
Give me time to put it
just
all
give me
there.
A little time, right. Give me a little time after
little
this.
Little grace.
It's been great just walking through it, you know, walking through everything that we know going from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And so now you're going to give us kind of a glimpse of both of those, the importance of having the Old Testament as well as the New Testament.
Well, I tell you, the promises that God made here, he fulfills over here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you separate them in throughout the promises, you have all this good stuff. Yeah, that's great, but it's a fulfilled promise. That's what gives us faith that he will do what he says.
Mm.
And it's the joy. And if you go back and think, the vows, the failure of the first wedding there at Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments, there is an unbelievable redemption coming. So what was intended to be those wedding vows became the first Ten Commandments, but that was just part of 613 laws in the Torah.
Mm.
613. Sounds like a lot. So you may say, well, life's better without that. Well, 248 of those were positive commandments. Do this. So you throw out the do's. Can you imagine raising your children without the do's?
Mm.
You just get out the don'ts. Just throw away the don'ts, but you still have to have rules. Do this.
Yeah.
Or you throw out all of them. And there was 248 positive of the 613, 365 negative commandments, do nots. Now, you'd have thought that'd have been enough, but because, you know, they just like to do it the hard way, to add to their burden, there is the Talmud, which is the traditions and the explanations, over 6,200 pages long.
Wow.
They've added to their 613. So I know you're thinking, in your mind, you're thinking, you know, if you separate the two, you just take the Old Testament, all the laws, and move that aside. You just got, we'll just keep the New Testament. That's going to be so much easier.
Hmm.
Oh, there is one slight problem, of course, which is there are 1,050 commands in the New Testament for Christians to obey.
Hmm.
You don't get rid of the rules by throwing out the old. Due to repetitions, you could classify them under about 800 headings. So they had 613. He didn't throw them all out. He fulfilled them, and some of them were much more difficult, challenging. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm.
And some of these were just the next phase in was even much, much harder. The Jews, the Pharisees, especially when, wait, you say it's been said and you just gave us a harder command. What are we going to do this? Eat your flesh, drink your blood. What? He was taking them through things that were just profoundly deeper that he was going to do the work for them.
Hmm.
So what I want to do is to take you through, we looked through the Ten Commandments, how those were like 10 wedding vows. So I want to take you through the real ones for us, because not looking backwards, but looking forward, this is the story. When you read Revelation, it's the revealing of Christ. And he talks about this wedding that we'll have one day. We are the bride of Christ. He's the bridegroom. So Revelation 21, first 8 verses. So consider this coming wedding. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there is no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, again, Mount Sinai, loud voice, trumpets and all that. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. Now, that's the first part of the vow. Now he's going to lay it all out. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
Hmm.
You know, you trade vows there back and forth. It's like, wow, that's a pretty good vow. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all these things. So now here's the other part of the vow. There's always the two sides. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So no matter you want the old vows or the new vows, you still have the same issues. God has made a way in his blood that you could be forgiven of everything. Doesn't matter if you were cowardly and believe it or not, he's made a way where that is swept away. If you choose to continue to live that way, then you throw away the covenant, you throw away the vow, you throw away the marriage. But if you choose him instead, he will literally wipe away every single millions and millions of failures. You say, I've done it too many times? Nope, he can take care of that.
Amen.
It's a wedding. And that, my friend, is a look for Pentecost. So what I want to just tell you as you step into this weekend, what's the whole point of this? If we could wrap it up into a nutshell, this is an encounter with God. That God, maybe for you, this is that weekend when you're praying and God says, yes, I'll fill you with my Holy Spirit. And that baptism, that speaking in tongues, that encounter with God, that may be for you. Or it may happen next year, or the next year, or the next year, or tomorrow, or the next day. There's no, psh, there you go. But the point is this, God has commanded you to draw near to him until you're full. So let him fill you. That's the bottom line.
Amen, amen. Thanks again to our general manager, Ray Haynes, for coming back in. Pentecost 2018, countdown to the wedding. Faithfulness starting this morning and ending this afternoon. Make sure you check out blog.victory.radio. Give us some time to put all those notes on there, but you can go back, listen through, you can read through, and just have a great weekend understanding that, yeah, he's faithful, he's powerful, and he's on our side. And so that's the encouragement today. Just to be able to learn more about him. It's all about knowledge that we're learning each and every single day. Victory 91.5.
Here at Victory.